This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, welcome back to the show. Yesterday was a funny day. I don't know how many of you either heard on the radio in my final hour or watched me on TV. I was just thinking about it. I never did that. I've been on radio 2 years and never missed, a moment where I was supposed to be on the air. Yesterday, the phone rang, and I was on a business call, and I just lost track of time. First time that ever happened. So I'm supposed to be out for the open of hour three, which is the open of the national TV show. You're live on national TV, and people don't understand. I do a show with no director, no producer. There's nobody to say, Wayne, come on. There's just nobody. It's always been me, and I've got a clock in my head, and I leave my studio for a second. I just get a glass of water or take a walk out in the sunshine for like 5 seconds and then come right back in. I've never lost track of time before, and I lost track of time, and I was 5 minutes late, and there was no show. I don't even know to this moment if they opened up with a shot of empty desk or they went straight to a fill-in show to replace me for a few minutes till I reappeared at the desk in the Newsmax in Palm Beach, and their technical people in Palm Beach and New York saw me there and switched it back on. And Chris, my board op in Dallas, Texas, heard me, and I texted him and said, I'm here, and put it back on because I'm not in a studio with other people. This Newsmax isn't here. USA Radio isn't here. So it's just me who's got to make sure I know what time it is at all times. First time I've ever done that in my life. And I just lost track of time on the call. Amazing. Anyway, first time for everything, and hopefully the last time. We're in the Tangible Investment Studio, as I do during every hour number one and two. I tell you if you're among the first 100 callers. Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals to receive your free American Silver Eagle. First 100, get it. Call 800-780-9000. They've been in business 30 years. What if I told you they were great people, and they sponsored the show, and they love my conservative politics, and they're patriots, and they're great, and they've been in business 3 years, right? Does that mean you shouldn't call them? No, they could be great. But they've been in business 30 years, 10 times more than 3 years, 30 years. Anyone who could pay their bills in this world, in this dog-eat-dog business world with regulations and Obamas and Harry Reid standing in the way, man, I give you credit. 30 years in business, and their number one selling product has beaten the Dow by a 3-to-1 margin since 1970 for 48 years. Call 800-780-9000 to get your free American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We will take calls. We're the most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I'll grab one real quick now before I get on with all my other talk. To tell you about so much news out there, but Kurt is on the line. Line one, Kurt, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, sir. And how about yourself?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind?
I have four words that'll take care of everything you're trying to say about all of these people, and I'm not going to swear. Feckless, insipid, pusillanimous nabobs.
I must not be as smart as you or as intellectual as you, although I did go to Columbia University. I don't really understand all those words, but I know they all mean negative things about the people who run the FBI, right?
That and the Democrats and most of the press, and unfortunately a large number of Republicans.
Yeah, bad stuff.
Pusillanimous means just they hold their hand, their finger to the wind, and they bend whichever way. You know, Bugs Bunny used to say that in the old cartoons.
I think it's time to just disband the FBI. I put up on my Facebook page moments ago.
I think it's time to disband the people in the government right now and put new people in there and keep them to term limits and say, you're here to serve, you're going to get paid for that, but when you leave, you don't get any money from the government. All of it's going to go into taking care of our people.
Yeah. Yeah, I just put up at Facebook FBI Fire Bureau immediately. FBI, new meaning of what the words stand for. Fire Bureau immediately. It's really scary that these are the people that are, you know, ruling our lives and carrying out the law of our country when it doesn't apply to them. It's interesting to note, by the way, I don't know if you saw this, Kurt, but there's an FBI agent, a young guy, maybe 35 years old, and he's like breakdancing in a nightclub somewhere in America, and he does a flip on the dance floor, and his gun falls out, and he picks it up quickly, and he shoots somebody. You know, it goes off in his hand when he picks it up, and he shoots somebody, and he's now, you know, on leave from the FBI. These are the guys that we think are gods and heroes. They're not all gods and heroes. Some of them are incompetent nincompoops. Some of them are the Keystone Cops.
Aren't these the same people that got caught with the hookers whenever Obama was somewhere?
Actually, that was Secret Service, I think, not FBI.
Secret Service.
They're all the same. Yeah, they're all government
employees.
They're
all the same.
They're
all the
beings.
Same. They're government, and they don't care.
Yep.
They have they have been allowed to take the standards that were set when everything was first started. When they were established, they had standards and protocol and stuff that had to be met. And then you got a bunch of bleeding heart, left wing, pinko, commie, liberals get in there and say, well, you know, you don't want to hurt their feelings. Yeah, they might shoot somebody accidentally, but you don't want to hurt their feeling. So just don't say anything to them or slap them on the wrist. And we got to stop that. You know, when I was a CB, we didn't get away with that stuff.
Right.
And all of my friends that were in the military feel the same way. We did not get away with misbehaving and doing stuff that was going to hurt people.
Right.
You had orders. You had rules. You follow the rules. And just like everything else, you got rules, follow them, and you never get in trouble. Just follow the rules.
Right, but see, I've always said, who is it that's policing the police? And this is very clear. There's nobody. The FBI doesn't answer to anybody. And the DOJ doesn't answer to anybody. They're the ones that put everybody in prison. So there was nobody watching over them. Nobody.
Well, unfortunately, you have the Congress who's supposed to be watching over them, but all of them are crooked. They, you know, they're the people who are supposed to be doing the watching aren't. Or they're turning a blind eye, turning the other cheek, or with their hand out. We know that they're all taking money. The fact that they want to get rid of our president, the current president, shows how crooked they really are. I don't know why these Congress people who are saying they want to impeach Trump. Isn't there such thing as, don't they hold people accountable for sedition? Some of their behavior is seditious, it's not treasonous. Why isn't somebody stepping up to them and saying, hey, you can't do this? You have to abide by the laws. This man was elected president of the United States. You had the most, never mind. You had a candidate that was not qualified and was just couldn't handle the pressure.
You,
somebody
you
who thought that they deserved to be president.
Hey, Kurt, did you know that the head of the FBI, Comey, who was ultimately in charge of the investigation against Hillary for using, you know, improperly using personal email, he in charge of the investigation was improperly using personal email while he was investigating Hillary for improperly using personal email. And you just wonder, what the hell's going on? Here's another IG report gem. By the way, no one's been reporting as a big deal, and it's a big deal. DOJ official sought Clinton campaign job for son and then shared case info with Podesta. Peter Kadzik, former Assistant Attorney General for Legislative Affairs at the Department of Justice, was criticized by Michael Horowitz's report. He faulted this official for sending then-Hillary Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta a heads-up about the release schedule for Clinton's emails as he tried to get his son a job with the campaign. Oh, there's no bias? What bias?
No,
of course
no,
not.
No, yeah, but let me ask you a question. Do you remember when they were going to bring charges? They were going to charge Hillary with something a couple of years ago, and she said, you'd better not find anything wrong or you better not come after me because I've got information on you, too. She said
right.
That publicly. She said they've got it written down, and nobody did anything.
All right, Kurt, I got to run. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Very knowledgeable guy. Call in more often. We'd love to hear from you. Smart guy. Thank you, Kurt. Can you imagine? So a DOJ official is sharing information with Hillary's campaign manager at the same time he's asking for a job for his son. And by the way, lawmakers accuse the FBI of destructive level of animus following release of IG report. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle slammed former FBI Director James Comey and other agency personnel on Thursday. Republican Representative Trey Gowdy of South Carolina, who I don't trust anymore, issued arguably the most vociferous statement of the day, saying he was Alarmed, angered, and deeply disappointed by the Inspector General's finding of numerous failures by the DOJ and the FBI, and noted the report showed an alarming and destructive level of animus displayed by top officials at the FBI. Gowdy added the treatment afforded to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and other potential subjects and targets was starkly different from the FBI's investigation into the Trump campaign officials. The Justice Department report, which was a stinging rebuke of the FBI for its handling of the Clinton email investigation called Comey insubordinate, said his actions were extraordinary. It did not find, however, that Comey's actions were motivated by political bias. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois blamed Comey and others in the FBI for hindering Clinton's presidential bid and in turn aiding the campaign of President Trump. This report makes clear that FBI Director Comey, so listen, being that we all agree, of course, you know, I disagree vociferously, I'll use that big word, being that we all agree that Comey did something bad, we on the right all believe it's clear that Comey's a crooked SOB, and I don't mean son of a butcher, and he's paid off by the Clinton Foundation. He tried to win the election for Hillary. And being that you, Dick Durbin, think he tried to do Hillary in and win the election for Trump, why don't we all agree to put Comey in prison? There's one thing we can all agree on and go high five and walk off into the distance together like happy friends for life. We can all hang him high. Let's hang Comey high. This report makes clear the FBI director and FBI personnel failed to follow the rules, and in doing so hurt Hillary's campaign and helped Donald Trump's, the Senate minority whip said in a statement. Can you imagine? My buddy once said the definition of a lawyer is someone who can quote his fee without laughing. That's what these guys are like. Can you imagine what frauds all these guys are? They just say whatever they want to say. They make up any lie they want to make up, politicians. Adam Schiff said the report showed serious errors of judgment made that had the effect of helping the Trump campaign. Hilarious. Wayne Allyn Root, WarNow. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using my pillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months.
Trust me, Sam Lannis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, if you are listening on USA Radio, because my TV show hasn't started yet, so obviously you're listening, but if you're listening on USA Radio, you can watch me in the next hour at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, anywhere in the United States, on DirecTV Channel 349, on Dish TV Channel 216, but a lot of cable systems don't carry us yet, Newsmax TV. So you can't get Wayne Root on TV if you're on cable and not on Dish or DirecTV. So I want you to call this number, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Do me this favor, especially if you're in Las Vegas. If you're listening to me on KBEN in Las Vegas, call this number. It's Newsmax TV, and call them during business hours. They may not even be open now, but you'll get them tomorrow at 844-500-6397, and they will instantly, for free, connect you to your local cable provider, which here in Vegas is Cox Communications, Cox Cable, and you will tell them, I want my favorite show, Wayne Allen Root, and the only way to get it is if you guys Newsmax TV. I need you to pick up Newsmax TV, and you tell them, if you don't do it, I'll switch to DirecTV or Dish TV. There's lots of other options, and hopefully Cox will listen. So make that call. The number is 844-500-6397. Newsmax will connect you for free. And anywhere you are in the country, just give them your zip code, and they will tell you exactly who your cable carrier is, cable system is, and they will connect you to it. All right? So, again, just, getting more involved with this incredible IG report, which isn't as strong as I would like, and yet still is damaging and deadly to the FBI. James Comey used Gmail for FBI business when director, despite warning employees against it. How about that one? James Comey used a personal Gmail account to conduct FBI business on numerous occasions when he was director of the FBI. Director of the Bureau, even though he had bluntly warned FBI workers they would be in huge trouble for doing the same thing. So not only did he use it while he was investigating Hillary for using it, which is, crime number one, but crime number two is you're a hypocrite, man. You told everyone you'd be in huge trouble for doing it, and you did it. Comey's frequent use of personal email account for classified FBI business was inconsistent with Justice Department policy. Comey was also criticized in the report for usurping the power of the Attorney General's handling the investigations of Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. Comey spoke at the FBI's annual SAC conference in San Diego on October 16, noted his investigators' view was there really isn't anything here that anybody would prosecute about Clinton's server. But Comey added, I've gotten emails from some employees about this who said, if I did what Hillary did, I'd be in huge trouble. My response is, you bet your ass you'd be in huge trouble, Comey said in that speech. If you used a personal email, Gmail, or if you have the capabilities to set up your own email domain, if you used an unclassified personal email system to do our business in the course of doing our business, even though you were communicating with people with clearances and doing work, you discussed classified matters and that in those communications, special access programs, you'd be in huge trouble in the FBI. Of that, I'm highly confident. I'm also highly confident, in fact, certain you would not be criminally prosecuted for that conduct. Despite Comey's admission to his then-subordinates, we identified, the IG report says, numerous instances in which Comey used a personal email account, a Gmail account, to conduct FBI business. And the report also said when asked about his own use of Gmail for official business, Comey said he did not have any concerns about conducting FBI business on his personal laptop or personal email. Wow. You just can't believe it. It's like I say, it's one set of rules for these privileged government employees and one set of rules for the rest of us. Amazing. TV poll, by the way, snap survey on Michelle Wolf's show, proof the left wants to see America fail. 71% of liberals don't want peace with North Korea because Trump would take credit. Is anybody surprised by this? I don't know why anybody would be surprised by it. 71% of the comedian Michelle Wolf's liberal audience would rather peace with North Korea fail than see Trump take credit for it. The audience is asked, are you sort of hoping we don't get peace with North Korea so you wouldn't have to give Trump credit? Only 29% said they want a peace with North Korea. Wolf's guest on the show subsequently remarked, that's how liberal they are. They'd rather the world explode. They're like I told you guys, he was an a-hole. In other words, a significant majority of leftists would happily risk nuclear war so long as it meant Trump would look bad. Let that sink in. When conservatives talk about how many on the left hate America, it's seen as a tired cliche, but when you see clips like this, it really makes you wonder. Wow. Crazy. Trump derangement syndrome. When we get back, I want to talk to you a little bit about Baltimore. It's wrong. It's scary. Baltimore County teachers frightened by spike in violence. You got to see this. I'm telling you, nothing good ever comes from liberals. Nothing. Liberals run Baltimore, nothing but Democrats, and the city is a murderous, violent, rape-strewn mess. All taught by liberal teachers, all Democrats in the school system, all liberals leading the school system. And the kids... murder, mug, carjack, home invade, rob. What a day. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
Today, the Justice Department's IG report found that former FBI Director James Comey made a serious error in judgment by notifying Congress shortly before the 2016 election that the FBI was reopening its Clinton email probe case. FBI Director Christopher Wray said one of the things you can expect to be fixed is all the leaking.
We're doing a number of things on that regard. First, we issued a new media policy that's much stricter and much more clear than what had been in place before. Second, we're going to be doing intensive training on exactly those issues, things like the one that you alluded to. That includes contacts with the media. Third, we're going to make painfully clear to everybody that we won't tolerate noncompliance.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday, the Dow Jones lost 25 points to close the day at 25,175. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Looking at UK Daily Mail, Kimberly Guilfoyle of Fox News officially dating Donald Trump Jr. in photos, holding hands and holding arms around each other's bodies, and looking like they're madly in love. Interesting. Kimberly Guilfoyle, former wife of the mayor of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom, who's about to become the governor of California. I mean, I hope not, but unfortunately, it appears pretty likely he'll be the next governor of California. So Kimberly of The Five on Fox News has done okay for herself. Donald Trump Jr. is a pretty good catch, huh? You don't get a richer catch than that. Pretty cool. Kimberly, good job. Sam Lannis does a good job, too. He was he's the sponsor of the segment of my show, and he was my attorney when the IRS came after me. Obama's IRS tried to frame me and fix it and destroy my life, just like Obama's Justice Department tried to do the same thing to Donald Trump. And Sam took care of it and debated them and argued with them and took it to court and won. And I didn't know a penny, and 6 days later, another IRS audit, and I won again because of Sam Lannis. Everyone needs a Sam Lannis. Everyone needs a Sam Lannis in their life if you have an IRS problem. So if you have questions with your taxes, problems with your taxes, maybe you don't even know what's wrong, but you have a feeling you did something wrong, call them. Get a free consultation, and you'll find out exactly what you'll pay and exactly how long it will take, and you'll be shocked at how inexpensive it really is. And you're talking to attorneys, you get client attorney privilege, but it is not expensive. Call the Landis Tax Group toll free at 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U, 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Numerically, it's 800-934-3578, 800-934-3578. All right, let's grab our guest. He's a great friend of mine, loyal guy, loyal Republican, former SWAT team leader in Southern California. Spent over 20 years with Southern California law enforcement, and his name is J.P. Hyen. J.P., how are you, man?
Hey, I'm great, Wayne. Thank you for having me on the show today.
So J.P. was the one who got me to have the guy running for sheriff in Southern California, in L.A. County, Bob Lindsay, was on our show twice, and you had high hopes for him, and you certainly thought he'd be in a runoff, if not win the whole thing. And it didn't work out that way. Tell us where it stands right now.
Well, Wayne, although this may sound to some of your listeners like pie in the sky, it's really not. And I say that because there are still close to 400,000 votes in Los Angeles County that have not been processed or counted yet.
And why is the question? Why?
Well, quite simply, incompetence. And I believe, I'm alleging, I'm not standing here with any proof in my hand, but I have to tell you that countless thousands of us believe that there's corruption in the voting system here in Los Angeles County, as well as the state of California. So the man that I know, number one, was the best man for the office of sheriff in Los Angeles County was Bob Lindsay. And of course, he's still the man that should be sheriff because of all the impropriety, corruption, and criminal activity that's been taking place in Southern California with the sheriff's department. And so in any event, Bob and Bob's voters, I believe there's tens of thousands of them that have been disenfranchised from the voting process. And I say that because we have a voter survey up on Bob's website, and I'll give all these websites out when you ask me to, that we've taken over 500 surveys, and they're being investigated by retired or former law enforcement officers. Over 500 people have come forward and actually written a statement telling their horror story about how they were either not allowed to vote because their name was not on the voter roll, or they were told you can't vote because you sent in a mail-in ballot. That's what it says here on my list. And in fact, the person not only did not send in a mail-in ballot, but has never used mail-in ballots before. Or we have a third category where people showed up to vote at their polling place, where they've been voting for years, and they were told that that's not their polling place anymore. And some people were actually sent to three or four different places before they were allowed to vote. all of this, Wayne, is absolutely, proven, at least by the facts of what happened, voter fraud, voter disenfranchisement.
But the 400,000 ballots, JP, I just want you to explain this to everyone. The 400,000 ballots that have not been processed yet are what? These are absentee ballots mostly?
No. There are some absentee ballots, and I believe that number, last time I checked, was about 60,000 of those votes were absentee. The overwhelming majority of uncounted votes, unprocessed votes, ballots, if you will, is provisional ballots, provisional and mail-in ballots, but they still haven't counted it. And if you will recall, you and I spoke last week, and 4 days after the election, there were over a half a million votes, 503,490, to quote the county registrar's office, that were still unprocessed. Well, since then, supposedly, they have counted close to 100,000. That still leaves close to 400 or just over 400,000 votes. Now, in a vote tally that totals, between 1.1 and 1.2 million votes total for the office of sheriff and for other offices in Los Angeles County in the state of California, meaning governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and so on, you're talking about 35 to 40% of the vote not counted before they start announcing winners. I mean, it's unheard of.
And why is it you said to me that your feeling was the votes they didn't count were more of the Republican conservative variety that might give Bob a last-second victory? What makes you think the ones that weren't counted are ours? Why?
Well, quite simply, it's based on anyone can go to these websites and click in and write in why they feel that, their vote was that they were disenfranchised at the polls. And 95% of them are Republican.
Huh. Yeah, I was going to say to you that I'm sure in California none of the ones that were turned away were illegal aliens. They let them vote, three times each. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when the state of California, and this goes back to like around 2014, do you know that again, my understanding only from both the news media and what I've read, in newspapers and such, that California starts switching people without their permission, their consent. They start switching them to become mail-in voters instead of showing up at their poll. I mean, that's probably the biggest complaint that we've seen, from the survey that we're still doing, is that people were told, you're a mail-in person. You can't vote twice. And people would say, well, I didn't vote. I never vote by mail.
And so they didn't get any vote.
Down here.
They didn't get any vote, that means.
Well, some of them got handed a provisional ballot, and some of them didn't. So some of them were turned away without being able to vote because they weren't offered a provisional ballot. And some, it depended on what district you were in and what polling place you went to. And who's responsible for all of this? Well, the politician. Certainly, the registrar of voters in Los Angeles County is a gentleman by the name of Dean Logan. And if you Google Dean Logan, and if you know anything about Dean Logan's history, you'll find out that the state of Washington discharged him for voting improprieties when he was the registrar up there.
How does he get the job?
So who hires him? L.A. County.
Amazing. Just amazing. You can't believe this stuff. You really can.
So what we've done, Wayne, because just like you, I'm a doer, not a sit on my butt, so to speak. We have organized. We have set up a website, which is Your Vote Didn't Count 2018.com, and there's no apostrophe between the N and the T on didn't. So it's Your Vote Didn't Count 2018.com. We've set up this website, and in just a few short days, we have organized two peaceful demonstrations. The first one will take place next Tuesday on the 19th of June at 9 a.m., 9 o'clock in the morning, at the Board of Supervisors public meeting that they do once a month. It's at the Hall of Administration at 500 West Temple Street in downtown Los Angeles. And then we're going to follow it up on the second day, which is June 20th, the very next day on Wednesday, at the Los Angeles Register Recorder's Office in Norwalk, California. And quite frankly, Rain, in the last 2 days since we started this, we now have close to 1,000 people that are going to come.
That's great. That's great. I mean, look, it just sounds to me like Democrats are just fixing the system, man. They're letting millions of illegals vote in California, and they're trying to disenfranchise hundreds of thousands of good people, honest American-born taxpayers who tend to vote Republican. They're looking it up, and if you're in the right neighborhoods, they probably automatically make sure you can't vote by registering you as a only-through-the-mail voter. All right, J.P. Hyen, thank you for everything you're doing. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Cenogenics, my new heroes, teaching me how to eat, teaching me the vitamins to take, teaching me the right exercise regimen, the right way to exercise, the right hormonal therapy, all the above to get me in the best shape of my entire life. For your free, no-obligation consultation, they have clinics all over the United States, including their biggest one in the country is right here in Las Vegas. People fly in from all over the United States to have their medical work and their health write-up, comprehensive health exam and write-up done right here in Las Vegas. But they have 20 clinics all over the U.S. No matter where you're listening, there's a clinic nearby, founded in 1997, treated over 35,000 patients in the U.S. and worldwide, highly trusted by physicians. Over 25% of their patient base is physicians. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. That's 888-YOUNGER, as in the opposite of older. You want to be younger. Nobody wants to be older, right? 888-YOUNGER. Or register at Cenogenics.com. Cenogenics.com. And thank you for sponsoring the show. Call them and tell them thank you for sponsoring the Wayne Root Show. 888-YOUNGER. Okay, so Alan Dershowitz on the IG report, the Inspector General's report, he says the DOJ watchdog should have been much tougher on Comey. Comey's, this is Alan Dershowitz talking, one of the great lawyers in America, probably the greatest judicial and legal expert. Comey's decisions had a fateful impact on the 2016 campaign. The report issued Thursday by highly respected Justice Department IG Michael Horowitz on the handling of Hillary Clinton emails shows the FBI director deserved to be fired for his actions, but an important question is unanswered. How has the report been changed from Horowitz's findings as he originally presented them? The report made public is apparently a revised version of an earlier draft written by Horowitz. It is imperative that Congress and the public get to see the first draft as well as the final product in order to determine whether there have been significant changes, and if so, whether they were motivated by political considerations or basic fairness. The rules of the Justice Department provide anyone criticized in an IG report has a right to suggest factual corrections. That seems fair. And if that is all that was done, there should be no complaints. But if the published draft improperly whitewashed any individuals or scrubbed any valid criticisms, we have a right to know. So the question is, what's the truth? You know, that is the million-dollar question. How has this report changed? Alan Dershowitz with a great point. Now, the report is damning. Let's face it. It's damning to the FBI. It's damning to Comey, but it still could have been much, much worse. Moving on to what I told you I'd cover, which is Baltimore. According to Project Baltimore, two Baltimore County public school teachers have stepped forward and sounded the alarm regarding how the school system's administrators have enacted policies that made schools appear safer on paper. However, this epic fail has led to a massive increase in violence among students and teachers. One of the teachers said, I've been kicked. I have been punched. I have been thrown up against lockers. I've been spit on, a lot of chair throwing, churning over desks, screaming, running around the classroom at another. These two Baltimore County public school teachers contacted Project Baltimore with a terrifying message. What I'm seeing in the schools, it's wrong and it's scary, it's frightening. Both educators spoke on condition of anonymity because of the fear of losing their jobs. However, as Project Baltimore stated, they, the teachers, can no longer remain silent after watching Fox 45 reports detailing escalating violence at public schools. Chris Papps, lead reporter for Project Baltimore's ongoing investigation into Baltimore public schools, said county teachers say it's not just students anymore who are victims of violence and bullying. One of the educators, if we don't do anything about it, we don't speak out now and try and solve the problem, we are ultimately becoming part of the problem. More than a decade ago, these teachers explained how the school system operated in a much different manner. There were severe consequences for students who punched, kicked, or threw a desk at a teacher. That student would be suspended, expelled, arrested, charged as a minor. However, a few years ago, the school system's administrators, obviously liberal Democrats, who could have wanted more federal funding, decided to reduce disciplinary action among students to alter reality and make it seem like the school system was, in fact, improving. This deceptive technique produced a culture of leniency, which means accountability evaporated. Also, it seems, there could have been pressure from the Maryland State Board of Education to reduce suspensions among students of color and those with disabilities. Wow. Yeah, well, that came from Obama, right? Everybody knows that. Papps and his team of journalists uncovered 10 years of in-school and out-of-school suspension data. In 2007, Maryland had 181,000 suspensions. In 2017, 10 years later, they had 76,000 suspensions. So 181,000 to 76,000. So that gives the feeling, the lying feeling, right, that things are better. In reality, they're just not reporting anything anymore, and they're not throwing kids out of school anymore, and they're not having kids arrested anymore. And that's why it's getting worse. The kids know that you could throw a desk at a teacher and nobody will do anything. Typical liberals. Wow. Just last year, we decreased our suspensions by 24%, said the interim Baltimore City School CEO. Suspension's not the answer, said Antonio Hurt, principal of a high school during Duncan's visit. What are the alternatives you put in place? What are the programs you put in place for young people? So, it's just amazing. Look at this guy. This teacher saying, there's no support, morale's down, violence in the classroom is up, disrespect up. I was told specifically by my administration when I came to them about fear of being hit by a child, that's just what kids do. Kids hit, kids kick. We can't do anything because you can't put your hands on the children. So if the children are wailing on you, all you can do is put your hands up to defend yourself, but you cannot restrain the child in any way. With liberals in charge, the world is screwed up. Do you understand that? All right, Wayne Allyn, War Now. We'll see you in a sec. I'm getting dressed in my suit, ready for Newsmax TV.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
We help you.